short, immersive story that lets you step into the shoes of Stephen Brunswick, a man known for his high energy, magnetic presence, unapologetic honesty, and disarming sense of humor. You'll experience his charismatic behaviors like code switching between Dutch and Surinamese, expressive body language, bold comedic timing, and his unique ability to command a room. Being Stephen Brunswick for a day. Scene 1. The morning mirror. You're standing in front of the bathroom mirror. Hair's fresh, skin glowing. You flash yourself a wink. Kijk die man nou, hè? Gewoon klaar om de wereld te ownen.
Kijk die man nou. Gewoon klaar om de wereld te ownen.
Look at this guy. Ready to own the world. You raise both arms in a mock boxing stance and throw two playful jabs at your reflection. Suddenly your phone buzzes. It's a podcast host confirming your guest appearance for later. You smirk. Time to drop some Stephen Brunswick realness on the mic. Scene 2. The grocery store. Charisma in action. You walk into the store. Everyone feels your presence. Not because you're loud, but because you walk with unapologetic confidence. That's Stephen Brunswick energy. Upright. Eyes scanning. Smile cocked at the ready. A kid stares at you from a shopping cart seat. You widen your eyes dramatically and say, "Why you, kleine man, je kijkt me aan alsof ik een Big Mac ben."
Whoa, kleine man, je kijkt me aan alsof ik een hamburger ben.
Whoa, little man, you're looking at me like I'm a Big Mac. The kid's mom laughs. So does the cashier. The tension melts. This is the Brunswick effect. Humor that cuts through awkwardness like butter. You toss your items on the belt and joke with the cashier about how you still don't know how to pronounce quinoa. Dat lijkt meer op een Pokémon dan op eten, man.
Dat lijkt meer op een Pokémon dan op eten, man.
Sounds more like a Pokémon than food, man. People behind you are smiling. They're not in a rush anymore. You just made the checkout lane the place to be. Scene 3. On the podcast, honest, unfiltered, magnetic. You're seated at the mic. The host asks, "Stephen, you're funny, but you're also deep. How do you balance that?" You lean in slightly. Eyes lock on the host. Geloof me, ik heb een mening over alles, en als je die niet aan kan, ga maar thee drinken met je hamster.
Geloof me, ik heb een mening over alles, en als je die niet aan kan, dan ga je maar thee drinken met je hamster.
Believe me, I've got an opinion on everything, and if you can't handle it, go sip tea with your hamster. Laughter erupts, but then you shift tone, smooth and natural. People think charisma is just being funny. Nah, it's about being present, being honest. If I think something is bullshit, I'll say it. Maar met liefde.
Maar met liefde.
But with love. That's the Stephen Brunswick duality. Raw and warm. The audience feels it. Scene 4. Home with family, where the charm softens. Later, you're home. Your daughter runs into your arms. You melt instantly. Voice soft. Surinamese slipping in. Mi lobi you, meisje. Papa e trobi you.
Ik heb je gemist, meisje. Ik hou van je.
Love you, girl. Daddy missed you. This is where your charisma becomes intimacy. You're still the same man, but here it's gentler. Still vibrant, still expressive, but with warmth that fills the room like music. You tuck her in, kiss her forehead, and whisper, "Jet men groots to show."
Jij bent mijn grootste schat.
You're my greatest performance. Scene 5. The reflection again. You return to the mirror. The day's behind you. The performance is over, but the authenticity never left. You point at yourself. Morgen weer lachen, hè?
Morgen weer lachen, hè? Dat is gratis.
Gratis. Tomorrow, we laugh again. It's free. You laugh to yourself, full-hearted, and snap your fingers.